Listening to this record, The Race for Space, and just being knocked out to hear the story told this way.
Retro, stay, vital, stay, guidance.
NPR's Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton talking about the latest from the band Public Service Broadcasting. The album comes out next week, but you can stream it now at nprmusic.org. It's part of our series First Listen. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inske.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's take a look now at what's been happening in Chicago. At the CME Group, futures are trading like this for the day. The nearby contract in the corn pit is down 5.5 cents. That at 384 and a quarter, July at 399 and three quarters, 5.5 lower, and March soybeans at 7.5 lower, $9.99 and three quarters the trade. November contract there at 979, down 7.25, and bean meal for the day, 60 cents higher at 348.10. Bean oil down 47 cents. Live cattle, 50 cents lower. Feeder cattle down a nickel. And the lean hogs for the day at $1.45 are currently trading up for this day at $68.50. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and so much more, Mike Zuzulo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, Todd. Doing great. Thank you. I bet we're just a tad warmer than you, but I think we're in the same boat together at this stage.
Yeah, well, we are 10 degrees here, and Windchill says it feels like 5 outside. Still cold. How about for you?
Yeah, about the same. Almost identical.
All right. Well, be glad that we're not further south. Are you going to get much out of this winter storm that's coming through?
They're not committing at this point because the models keep changing. We do have a chance for some ice, and I think that's going to be probably pretty important, you know, to the local drivers around here. With the trucks running pretty aggressively this week on the earlier run-up in the prices, we'll probably, if we get some ice, we probably won't be doing much for the next week or so.
Yeah, these are the things we have been talking about a little bit, especially with bean meal availability, soybeans. There was a pop earlier in the week. That on cold weather, the idea that livestock might use a bit more because it's been so cold. It's expected to stay cold, and now you have logistics problems too.
Yeah, and in fact, I found out that Sidney, Ohio, a pretty large bean crusher, was down for a couple days this week because of the cold. And you know, since we've talked about this, when we did our taping of the Commodity Week program, in the overnight markets and the overnight trade, the market's obviously talking a lot about the USDA Ag Forum numbers and the supply-demand spreadsheets that they published earlier this morning, but there's also now a full-out trucker strike and protest where they're not allowing any business to go through if it's got grain or commodities in it at all up in Mato Grosso, and they're saying now this morning that it's an indefinite period that they're going to be doing this. That is, the truckers who are striking, and yes, they will go into negotiations today, but I think this ties into that meal issue that you're talking about domestically, and you've got a meal technical chart that looks a lot sharper than a bean chart right now, Todd, and I'm wondering whether between the domestic issues you and I are talking about and now this issue with not allowing trucks to get down to the major ports from Mato Grosso, we may start to see, and obviously today's weekly export sales, of which represent last week, continue to show really strong meal export demand, and whether that may continue into the end of the month, 1st of March.
So bean meal could lead the marketplace, at least the soybeans, a bit higher if things continue at this point. And then can you go through some of the numbers USDA released for soybeans this morning and their supply and demand tables, please?
Yes, and I think, you know, to finish up on that point is I think you have a distinction now between the old crop and new crop. I am not in a position to want to recommend selling any old crop beans because of the meal technicals, the export demand for both meal and beans that we saw in the export sales, and also this trucker blockade. But USDA's numbers that they released at 6 o'clock Central this morning and the supply-demand tables would suggest the new crop is a market that you sell rallies because although they came in with 3 to 4 million less acres at 83.5 than the trade was thinking, they put the yield up at 46 bushels. They gave us a 3.775 demand, but that still increased the carryover from 385 this year to 430. So stocks to use went up a full percentage point from 10.4% to 11.4% at the end of this current the next 15-16 marketing year. So that's why they came in with that lower $9 bean prices, because the yield, even on good demand, is going to build almost 50 million bushels, a substantial carryover increase.
You think the yield at 46 bushels the acre is a good target place?
Well, you know, I wouldn't have said that until the Illinois county numbers came out.
I don't know if it was
yesterday or the day before, and when you see Piatt County come out at, what, 69 or some unbelievable number.
You
can't exclude it. So I'm not gonna complain too much about their yield figures right now, because when you look at the last 3 years, you had 40 bushels in 2012, 44 bushels in 13, and 47.8. So we'll call it 48 bushels in this past year. So you're talking about an 8-bushel swing between 2012 and 2014. And so they may be a little bit high, but you can't really get on them at this point, because you know, we're looking at probably bigger acres. So even if we took the yield down, I think there's still probably more acres coming in beans.
Did you see Piatt County also? It wasn't quite the leader for corn, but darn near. I think it was, what, 235.6 or something on
there. Yeah,
it's
so
good to live in Piatt County,
apparently. I think in terms of the corn yields, I think the people I talked to were even surprised by about 10 bushels, you know, that how good they were. And that's, you know, pretty much in the southern half of Illinois. I think the northern half obviously didn't do as well compared to the southern half, and that makes sense because it was heavier dirt.
Yeah, Piatt, Logan, Macon, all leading the state in corn yields. By the way, if you're thinking about the Farm Bill sign-up process, this is an important peg in that, and now you'll be able to go online at FarmDoc Daily and look for the Farm Bill toolbox and plug in those county yields. You'll get a really good idea of how things begin to shake out then between PLC and ARC County. So do that. Find your county yields first, okay? And we can do that across all of the nation. Let's see. What else do we need to talk about this morning before I let you go?
March option expiration will be coming today, and that's going to be pretty hefty because a lot of March options traded after the harvest time period, and I would suspect that's going to be moving the market between now and the end of the day. I would say to you, Todd, the trend of a stronger dollar continues because of the uncertainty in Europe, and the Greeks and the Europeans are sitting down right now as they go into late afternoon over there. But that strong dollar did not inhibit our corn and bean exports again this week, and we continue to see a million metric ton plus corn export week, and we continue to see a soybean export pace that's continuing above the four-week average, and meal export pace almost 20% above the four-week average. So that stronger dollar not hurting our row crop demand. Wheat, obviously, a disappointment.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
My pleasure, sir.
That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Hang with me for just a second. More to tell you about as it relates to agriculture and willag.org.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
All right, a couple of things to go through for today. It is $5 Friday here at WILL Radio. Les Schulte is in the studio. $5 Friday, $60 February, $60 year. Oh, $60 year is not enough, but hey.
No, that's just a start.
That's a start. It is time to raise a few dollars for the radio station. And if you are a supporter of our agricultural programming, if you follow Dave Dickey or myself on Twitter, if you get the newsletter over the weekend, if you go to our Will Ag panels in the evening, if you have already bought your ticket for the All Day Ag Outlook, if you go online and listen to our programs, I don't know. It
just kind of goes on and on.
Well, it goes on and on, but it's important stuff.
It really is.
And we love doing it. I hope that shows. I think it does. And the thing is, it shows, but we need partners in the process.
Well, that's right, Todd. What we're asking people today to do, if you're a listener and a user of this service and you've never made a contribution today, we're calling it $5 Friday because we're encouraging new friends to join us this morning. So if you are a user of this ag service, you appreciate the fact that WILL is the place where you go to get this information. Join us right now, even at that $5 a month level. That's small investment. That's a $60 a year contribution, and it means so much to the service that's going to you're going to hear on this public radio station. So, if this ag service is important to you, if the news and information that you get on this station is important to you, join us at the $60 level or more. 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org.
Yeah, willpledge.org or 217-244-9455. Willag.org at the top of the page. There's up really high a little donate button. Actually, it says hashtag 100 there too. So if you hit that link, you'll be able to make your donation. But we're looking for 100 new friends in the month of February, $5 Friday. This is the time. This is the day. Make that contribution right now. Make Dave Dickey and myself really happy. We're kind of looking forward to seeing what you do. Hey, you are listening, by the way, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Thanks, Les Schulte, for being with us.
This is...